Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Eric's.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We a number one spot, fresh from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we a number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Hey.
Getting worse by the moment.
You all right over there?
Look at this.
Did it blow up?
Oh no! I don't know how I'm gonna get home.
Let me tell you,
bro. Take it off before your shoe starts hitting your foot or something.
Yeah,
like it's gonna morph into your foot. Like it's over.
I don't know how I'm getting home. This is crazy.
No matter how bad your day is, it's probably not worse than Kenny. Kenny is having a rough start to his day.
That is crazy.
Never had this happen before.
For the radio audience, Kenny's shoe blew up. Like the times we've, I guess, talked about it before.
Yeah, no,
like
it legit blown happened. Up.
Yeah, it happened.
Now here's where it's at.
Oh, that's man. Tough. Yo, that's just like the videos. It really happened. What is that show? Is there a show called Mythbusters?
Yes.
They're Mythbusters. Like, it actually happened.
I don't know how. You guys, put a poll up. Am I going to make it home?
I'm sorry, do what?
No, wow. Hold on. No,
we're
not putting anything up on this show. That's a flag.
After what I went through on Friday, you're talking about put a poll up. Like, come on, man.
It's just getting worse by the second. This is crazy. If I wasn't so far from home, I would have somebody bring me some shoes. It's crazy.
Can you go straight home after the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
But how am I going to walk to the car? How am I going to drive the car? Thing flopping around everywhere.
Okay.
Kenny get into his car and he's got holes in his socks.
All right. So a couple of things. The walk's gonna be tough. I do not.
Kenny doing the walk of shame from work with his shoes over his shoulder.
Oh man, that is terrific. I'm sorry, brother. I don't know what to say.
Oh man, the only saving grace is I wore them good, man. I got a good wear out of them.
What are those called again?
It's part of the Raging Bull package where they had well, that was the name. I'm talking shoes, Justin.
Hey, just play on,
shoes.
Bro. Just play through it right now.
It's about $1,000 down the drain.
Yeah. And I wore them. I got these in like 2009.
Okay, here we go. I got the bright side for you.
Yeah.
It's about $1,000 down the drain. James Ham's day is still worse.
Oh, jeez. Oh, poor Hammer.
Oh, man.
I would
hate Keon Ellis forever. That's why, hey, it's a gateway. That's why I try to stay away. But Prize Picks, they get me.
They keep calling me.
They get me.
Chad Ellis brought it up.
Me,
you want to duct tape your shoes?
Mm-hmm. David J, that's a good point.
I might.
Just to get to the car. Like, what do you do now? Like, you throw them away or do you save them for prosperity?
Nah, I'm going to throw them away. Shout out to my guy, Mario Restores. Like, I could ask him to put these together. But they came out with the new parodies fives like a year or two ago. So instead of just trying to keep these together, if I ever want these shoes again, I'll just buy the newer version.
Okay.
Now this feels like a setup.
Oh.
Chuck, you see?
Yeah. Yeah. Shoes explode on
you got
camera.
You got any scissors in your backpack, pal?
Yeah. Now Jazz is
watching Jazz,
the stream,
like, what do you want from me? My shoe blew up. It literally blew up.
And what's right around the corner?
Exactly. Christmas is almost
is
here.
Right around the I see you. All right.
I mean, look,
let's go work. No.
I didn't plan for this.
Yep.
It just happened.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. You think I want this?
Nah, it's cool, Lou.
It just happened.
Daddy-o!
Will. Yeah, about that trip.
Oh, that's a tough scene.
What's
a
tough scene?
No, I don't know if this. I thought it was tough.
Kings lose to the Lakers. Kenny's shoe explodes.
What's it say?
James loses a small fortune.
What's worse, Kenny's shoe blowing up or Austin Reeves taking 51 on you?
Austin Reeves. They can have my shoes if that's the case. Yeah. I saw a clip on Twitter of when Webster.
And then you factor in Cam Scattaboo. This was a terrible weekend for Sacramento.
Awful. It was all. And shout out to Fox. No, Fox is not just great. Cameraman, great. No, let's zoom in on it. What's going on over there? Yeah. Oh, no. Yep. Yep. Right. No, on his ankle. Yeah. 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 Right there. Right there. Don't move.
Did they do that? I didn't see it live. Is that what they did? I thought they've gotten better with that because they didn't do it with Fred. They didn't do it with Fred Warner. So I was like, all right, they showed one, but it was kind of a protected angle. Like it was enough to where you could see something happen. And they showed it once and that was it. It wasn't, you know, overly awful. I thought that was a sign of, all right, we've gotten better. There's discretion, but I didn't see Cam's live. I had Red Zone on. So I didn't know they did that.
I didn't see it live either. And, it was when we were doing Sports Sunday last night, and I was on for the – I was watching the news before Sports Sunday, and then, you know, Jake is talking about it, and he's showing the footage from Fox. And I end up seeing it a little – I'm like, oh, jeez. And they – because it's in the open, right? Like, it's kind of hard to hide in that situation. Right, right. So you see – it's like, oh – and then they go to another camera. Like, I'm like, hey, Jake, can we stop the highlight, bro? Clearly, they're not turning the camera.
Yeah, that's a tough look.
Get well soon, Cam. Get well soon. But real quick, I was going to say, do you remember, I vaguely remember this, but I don't really. Do you remember when Webster set the house on fire on the TV show, the show Webster?
Oh, I got you. I don't think I remember that episode.
Yeah, I saw that clip last night on Twitter. It was the...
Webster set the house on fire. I don't remember that
one. He was supposed to be asleep.
Okay.
And he was doing like a science project where he lit a rocket.
Okay.
And he lit the rocket and nothing happened. But then they like, the parents heard him. They're like, Webster, are you up? Like, what are you doing up? And he's like, no, I'm not up. So he like gathers everything real quick, throws it in the closet. But there was still like a spark, or the spark caught a shirt and caught on fire. So then in the middle of the night, he wakes up, his closet's on fire. The house is getting on fire. Everybody's got to get out. I watched that whole 3 minutes clip on Twitter.
I was going to say, where did you see this?
It was on Twitter. It was like, there's an account that I followed. It's like TV Guide or something. And it'll tell you on this day, this show debuted, or on this day, this show ended. And they had that on this day. It was the episode when Webster set the house on fire in 1983.
See, now I'm visioning. It's not Larry Zonka. What's the guy's name? The football player. Alex Carrot. Yeah. No, it's not Larry Zonka. Right?
No, it's Alex something. I'm thinking of his name on the show, which is like Papadopoulos or something like that. But I think it's Alex.
But now I'm visioning like them in like black smoke, like with like the ash on their face. Now I'm like seeing that a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. I do not remember that episode.
August 26, 1984. Webster's home goes up in flames. That's what I was scrolling last night after.
There was an anniversary 2 days ago for something crazy that I saw on Twitter. It was the 25th. It's going to bug me now because I remember.
Was it wrestling?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I feel like I retweeted something, but it wasn't as cool as Webster.
Shout out Webster.
Yeah, it wasn't as cool as Webster. Yeah. All of this beats talking about Austin Reeves, though.
Oh my gosh, that was.
I hate when those.
I had to slum it last night. You know what I'm saying? I was up in the nosebleeds. Dame, you were right there, courtside. What was your view of the situation?
One.
Courtside?
Yeah.
Nope. One.
No, he wasn't. Don't let him do that to you.
One. You were not in the nosebleeds. And I highly doubt you didn't move down and sit somewhere. Two. Yeah, it was tough to watch. Mm-hmm. It was tough to watch. There were far too many Laker fans in the section I was sitting in for my own comfort.
Oh, yeah, that's where they be at, though. That's where they be at. Lakers and Warriors fans, that's where they be at.
Yeah, right under the, right behind that basket.
That's how it's, that's, we've talked about this before, though. That's how it's always going to be, though.
Like, it is.
Lakers, I think the Celtics are in that group. The Bulls are sneaky in that group as well. We saw Knicks since they've been good. Like, mm-hmm. These are...
Celtics. I don't know if you said Celtics. Yeah.
These are, in the betting world, they call them public teams. Like, these are teams that have fans that go down generations that have been all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always going to be like that. I hear that, and I think a lot of times people look at it like as an indictment on Sacramento. And it's like, nah, like, Lakers do this in every arena they go to. It's like what I talk about with, like, the Niners sometimes, right? Like, Niners, every stadium they go to, like, it's lit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be at Golden 1 Center, especially when they win a game like that. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was a fun night until the Kings couldn't score anymore. The number one thing that stood out to me, their defense is rough, like, as a whole. Their defense is tough, and I know that Doug was asked about Zach LaVine last night, who has been absolutely stellar to start this season, and Doug made it a point to point out what he's been doing on the defensive end. But there are so many slips in coverage with what they're doing. Like, it's like, there are some plays where they look like they're expecting someone to be on the help side and they're not, or they're just getting completely blown past. And I don't know the scheme, so I don't know what it is. And that was glaring last night. The lack of size that this team has was really glaring last night. Mm. And they started small. We wondered, we speculated. After the Keon Ellis injury, or excuse me, after the Keegan Murray injury, we speculated, yo, do they try to work Keon into the starting lineup? Do they move DeMar down? Do they start small in an effort to have a stronger defensive presence on the court? We didn't see it in the first two games. We saw Neek, and then we saw, I think it was Isaac Jones in the second one. We finally got Keon in the third one. And I don't know whether it worked or not, because Keon picked up so many fouls so quickly, he was basically useless the rest of the game. It's tough when the team overall plays the way that they did. When you've got Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan doing what they do offensively, Dennis facilitating the offense, both Malik and Russell Westbrook being sparks off the bench, and to fall short on your home floor to that team is brutal. That team, which didn't have their best player, didn't have their second best player, and I don't care what order you put those two players in, but those are still their top two players, and neither one of them were there. They didn't even make the trip to Sacramento. They weren't even bench.
That's crazy. I actually thought about that, too. I was like, that's ridiculous.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
They didn't even show up.
Get on the damn play. Luka got a sprained wrist. I can understand, like, LeBron, like, oh, my back, get on the plane. He got a
LeBron
sprained
makes
wrist.
Sense, yeah.
Luka was like, nah, I'm not going.
Luka's like, I'm not going to Sacramento.
That's crazy.
Nope.
Yeah, it was just awful.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely awful. And, I know Zach, after the game, talked about you know, it feels like in two of these three games that they lost, you know, they kind of beat themselves. And usually I know people talk about like the team or whatever, and I think it's valid in this case. Even in the fourth quarter, I was sitting next to our guy Tony Harvey watching the game, and we started the fourth quarter. I said, yo, they need to come out of the gates in this fourth quarter, and I need to see a 7-0, 8-0, 9-0 run. Because mm-hmm. I think they went in down 5 at the start of the fourth. And they did that.
Yep.
Spearheaded by Russ. Like, they came out, I think it was like 7-0, maybe like 10-2 run to start the fourth quarter, got the lead. And they started to gain control of that game. Mm-hmm. And then they just let it all go back. Mm-hmm. Some of it due to some defending the three. Some of it due to fouls and all this. But yeah, it's. I thought they could have done a better job handling everything that was going on in that game. Whether you're playing a shorthanded Lakers team, handling the foul situation, making sure you stay locked in on that, and they didn't do good with any of it last night. So. That's tough, and now you've got, you know, this really, really tough part of the schedule coming up. And we talked about it on Friday about the fragile nature, or at least the feeling of the fragile nature of the psyche of this team, of this group.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to be tested in a major way with losing that game on Sunday and what they have ahead of them schedule-wise.
Yeah, and it's a 4-game road trip, OKC, Chicago. So you have like your first road trip, you have your first back-to-back, you have a lot of first of the seasons coming up. You know, I didn't hear the broadcast last night. I imagine there's some, it's going to be good for this team to get out there and spend some time together on the road. Mm-hmm. All right, man, they just spent like a month together in training camp, so I don't think that that's necessarily true. But, hey, we'll see. I think the thing that bothers me the most is I don't know how if they've played well this season. They've had moments where they played well. I thought yesterday my biggest fear after last night's game is this team, they can, if they're shooting well, if the shot's dropping for them, They could beat anybody. Mm-hmm. Like they could at the very least they could beat anybody, or at the very least they could be in any game. If that shot's falling, they're going to compete with everybody. Right. And I mean Oklahoma City, I mean New York, whoever the favorites are, Minnesota, they could compete with the entire league. Mm-hmm. But when they stop falling, they've got nothing. Absolutely nothing, because there were points last night where they just points in the game where they just needed to get a stop. Just get a stop here and you've got a shot, or get a stop here and you take this 4-point lead to 7. You take this 7, you know, whatever. That stop, it's 12:50. The next that stop still hasn't arrived. And I'm not sure if they're capable of getting that stop in those moments where you have. You know, worse, you have a team, you know, you go back to Phoenix, just stop the bleeding. Couldn't get a stop to stop the bleeding. You had a couple of points during the not very many, but during Phoenix's run where they'd get a basket. Mm-hmm. But it just wound up being a basket for a basket. And when they needed to get that extra, they couldn't. And if they can't get, if the shot's not falling, there's nothing to fall back on. So you need to be the best offensive team in NBA history for 82 games to have a shot to win games this year, or get significantly better on the defensive end.
I'll push back a little bit, not because I think they're a great defensive team, but they can't string together like a quarter long worth of stops, right? Because you talk about the Phoenix situation. They were down like 9. They end up tying the game. You got to stop them from scoring to tie the game, you know. And they there was a level of toughness I saw in that fourth quarter and physicalness that they finally stepped up to the plate and were able to do that. Last night I was watching that game. I think it got as high as 9 late in that fourth quarter, I believe. And I was talking to the person next to me, and I said, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to see a scenario where they get it to 2 with about a minute and a half left, and we'll see what they can do from there. They got it to 3, and they had the ball, and Zach missed the 3 that would have tied it. Like, you got to get stops to get to that point. Long term, like for over the course of a quarter or a half, I think that's where they struggle. I think in spurts they can, but so far they haven't been able to do it enough. Hell, they did it the other night on Friday to close out the game and win that game as well. So I do think – I don't want to stall them out because, like, last night was just – that's just bad. Like, you can't lose that game. Mm-hmm. You can't lose that game. I do see them working. They've got to figure out a way to get over the hump in these situations. And so far for 2 of the 3 games, they haven't been able to.
I feel like they have guys working. Are they working collectively? Are they working as a group on the defensive end? Because of those plays that I'm talking about, like Austin, like the story is obviously what Austin Reeves did yesterday. He had 1-3 at the top of the key he was begging for. It was late. I would have left if it went in because he was feeling it. Mm-hmm. And the crowd, that portion of the crowd was feeling it. And if you go back and watch it, you'll see him chase it. He shoots it. He's kind of leaning to the side and he kind of does the, he does like the lean thing and try, and he's ready for like the Steph Curry dance and everything. Thank God at back of the rims, Kings get the rebound. And I think LaVine hit a 3 on the way back. And then Reeves got his 3 on the other end. So it just wound up going back and forth. It just feels like they're missing something collectively. And I often catch them. And this is like, I much prefer watching games at home. But man, you see a lot when you're there. And you see facial expressions. You see interactions that maybe the camera doesn't necessarily catch. And I felt they were looking at each other a lot yesterday. Like, yo, where were you? What were you doing? Like, Russ grabbed Cardwell. He's like, hey, you got to get up. He was like, he kind of hits like, you're big, get up on that. He threw Cardwell an alley-oop that he didn't go up for.
Right.
And like, you, it's just things that you see. And I felt like I saw a lot of that on the defensive end yesterday.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't want to paint it as they're fine on the defensive end. But one of the things that I look at when I watch these games is the buy-in, the effort. And I do think the effort is there from those guys. And I always say, if the effort's there, I can work with that and we'll work schematically to improve. But I can have the perfect scheme in the world. Luke Walton, I don't know if it's good or not. I'm asking them for guard for 2 dribbles. They won't do it.
Yeah.
So I can start if you're buying in and you're trying, and we'll figure out the combination of players to play that work, the scheme that works, all this other stuff. And I see that it's just one of those things where they can't get over the hump. They haven't been able to get over the hump in 2 of those 3 games. I mean, I think back to the Phoenix game and, you know, they work, they get it down to, they get it tied. They were down 9. They get it down tied after Malik Monk hits a little pro hop fadeaway mid-range. Tie game, cool. Next play down, Zach LaVine fouls Dylan Brooks for 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, man, we did yeah. work. We did good things, and now we shoot ourselves in the foot. And then you get a situation. I think they might have scored after that. DeRozan scored and got it to 1. And now you're in a situation where they got it to Book, and he's on Schroeder 17 feet away. That's his office. He shoots over the top of them, game over. So, number one, they're putting themselves in a hole. That's not a good thing, but they're fighting back. But you're, because of the hole that you're putting yourself into, whoa, what are you doing? Don't come to the mic now. What are you doing?
I didn't even say anything.
yeah, what's going on? I like, just wanted to chime about? In and talk some Kings
wow,
with my bros.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just attacking our producer.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy about how they played defensively and any of that stuff, but I'll just mind my own business, I guess.
Sorry, Jesse. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
We're listening. We're listening.
No, just go. No, maybe I was going to check in on the flag. I don't know.
But, yeah, man, the hill
is too much.
Yeah, it's too much to climb out of, man. You have to be perfect. And asking this team to be perfect on defense is not the way you want to do it. You will accept the effort. You can't ask them to be perfect.
Yeah. There's a lot to talk about with this game. There's a lot to talk about that happened over the weekend. Unfortunately, man, none of it's good.
None of it.
Whether it's
nothing.
The San Francisco 49ers, whether it's the Sac State Hornets, or whether it's the Sacramento Kings, it's all bad. There's a lot to pick apart from last night, and we'll continue to do that. We'll touch on a few other things as well as the day progresses. And, of course, as always, we want to hear from you. The Elk Grove Kia Talk Line is open, 916-909-1320. We're just getting started. We're with you till 4 o'clock at Steelo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.